Welcome back to the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I'm Stephen Kay, your host. Always an honor and privilege to share this time with you. If you have any questions or comments and you want to talk to us, call in now at 713-STEPHEN-KAY. That's 713-783-8365. Or shoot an email to me at stephenkaylive.com. Now, as I asked you in the previous segment, do you battle to wake up every morning and have a vital day? Do you battle to stay happy? Are you going through your days feeling tired and worn down and find yourself constantly looking for that pick-me-up, whether it be a quick sugary snack or a coffee or a soda? Well, our show advisor on health and nutrition, Dr. Dan Cuney, says it does not have to be that way. And Dr. Dan, you wrote a great, or you submitted a great article on adrenal fatigue, and this is something that affects so many of us. We may not even realize that this is happening inside of our bodies. We just think because we're working hard and we're trying to make sure we get everything accomplished that we want in the day, that this is just the way we live. And you're saying it doesn't have to be so.
Yes, Stephen, it comes back to that thing that I talked with you about so often, is there's a difference between average and normal. So a lot of people get used to something, and it's the same with their neighbor, it's the same with other people, so then that's average, but actually we call it normal. And we get used to being tired all the time. We can't get out of bed in the morning without having a cup of coffee, and then we need another cup of coffee a few hours later to keep going, and then we need some sugar to keep us going in the afternoon after lunch, so you have a little bit of M&Ms or candy and so on. And we don't recognize that these are all symptoms of what's called adrenal fatigue. In adrenal fatigue, the adrenals, if you remember the word adrenaline, running away from a lion, you know, stress, you know, that's what it's there for. Literally, it's for when we were in the wild and something happened and there's a huge amount of stress, we have to get away from it very quickly. And we're supposed to pump that adrenaline in, we get that adrenaline rush and we run and we do things and we take the blood flow away from our digestion, and it all goes to our skeletal muscles, which is our arms and our legs, and so that we can just be ready for that type of situation. But for whatever reason in our society, we play in stress so often that we act like this is going on all the time. Like, I have this deadline I have to get done. I have this thing that I have to do. And we just fatigue our adrenals. And it's really something that's become such a prevalent issue in our society that there's been books written on it. And one of the best books ever written on it, and I highly recommend it because it's written in the way that the average user can, you know, read and understand. It's got some phenomenal pictures in it. I wish we could show the pictures. It's just so cool. And it's called Adrenal Fatigue by James L. Wilson, who is a chiropractor as well and also a naturopathic doctor and a PhD. And he's just pulled this together for us and really just kind of explained it. And even though I knew pretty much everything he was saying, he put it together in such a great way that I just felt like it was a great book for us to talk about today.
And you said something very interesting there, that we run under stress all of the time. In today's day and age, everything's moving faster. Technology has helped pick that up. We're constantly running up against deadlines. I know people who actually say, well, I work good up against a deadline. And that says to me that they've sort of put themselves in that habit, almost as if they're hooked on that feeling, like they have to function at that level or they feel that they can't function at all. And that's a very dangerous thing to play with, because at some point you've got to slow down and you really shouldn't have to make that drastic of a change between the way you normally run throughout the day and the way you want to relax at the end of the day.
Yes, certainly, Stephen. I mean, just think about the concept of what's going on with your blood pressure in that type of situation. If you're just continually doing that over and over again and just pushing yourself, is it a surprise that, you know, millions of Americans are on high blood pressure pills? I mean, these are things that are going on. And, of course, blood pressure, high blood pressure over time will weaken the arteries, and then we, you know, have more chances of a blowout. You know, there's just all these issues that come with this. Now, the interesting thing is adrenals are part of our hormonal system. So when people think about hormones, like women will often think about estrogen and men will often think about testosterone, but there are lots of hormones. One of the main hormones that has to do with the adrenals is called cortisol. And when this cortisol rhythm is out of balance, there will be certain things that will happen. It will be so clear, and it will affect all these other hormones. So I'll have people walk into my office thinking that they need testosterone or they need estrogen, and the reality of it is they're in adrenal fatigue, and they've been in adrenal fatigue for such a long time that it doesn't matter how much estrogen and testosterone we give you, you're not going to be balanced until we rebalance your adrenal system. One of the things I like to talk about is, you know, just some little keys, clues to see, you know, could you be in adrenal fatigue? And you said some of them that were quite obvious. You know, are you having trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you have to hit that snooze alarm, you know, many, many, many times to get up? You don't really feel like you wake up until 10 a.m. You know, these are things. One of the interesting things to see when the cortisol is out of rhythm, if you wake up at night, and you can like calculate numbers, like you're awake and I could calculate numbers in my head. I'm clear thinking. Your cortisol rhythm is all out of balance. So you're literally, that's why you're fatigued so much in the morning, because when your cortisol is supposed to be high, when your adrenals are supposed to produce the most at 8 a.m. when you're, you know, in the morning when mm-hmm. you're getting going, that is, actually happening at around midnight, 10 a.m. midnight. And we do adrenal stress indexes where you just spit in these tubes four times during the day to look at what's going on with your cortisol rhythm, it's called. And it's just amazing to see how many people are out of balance. Now, honestly, you don't even have to spend the money on that. If you're waking up in the middle of the night and you can do numbers and you can think, then your cortisol rhythm's out of balance.
Because that's the time when your body and your mind should be resting.
And shutting down and relaxing, absolutely. And, by the way, you know, you're talking about the people pushing themselves with the 5-hour energies and all these different things that are out there, you know, with all this extra caffeine and all that. The reality of it is that if your hormonal system is balanced properly, you will have a nice, even energy all day long, clarity of mind, focus, and just keep moving through the day. You won't have to get these stimulants to keep you going and operate at that level. So what people are looking for is they're looking for things that helps them feel like they're hanging on. You've heard me use this analogy before, but, you know, if you're on the Titanic, then Titanic goes down and you're holding on to a piece of wood, you're holding on to for dear life, you know, and that's what they're doing. So I'm coming along with something like a nice buoyant piece of styrofoam that you'll let go of the piece of wood and go in the styrofoam, and then from there we'll come along and we'll give you the boat, you know, the life raft, and you get in the life raft, and from there we'll get you on the ship, and from there we'll get you back on land. But it's a process. Adrenal fatigue takes often 6 months to a year to get back on track, depending on how much the patient participates in making the changes needed.
Now, that is something else that's interesting that I learned from you recently, and it has to do with the type of work that you do with your clients and patients. And what you said to me in one of my nutritional consults was, we're not going to necessarily change your diet right away, at least drastically, because that's usually where most people fail. They want to try to do something healthy for themselves, and they take themselves literally from one extreme to another, thinking that the thing that they're going to be doing is good for them, and it probably would be, but the body just can't handle that big of a shift.
Yes, and also the mind sometimes can't. So what I mean by that is people all of a sudden are denying themselves all these things that they've been doing for years and years, and they just don't know how to handle it. So when we change biochemistry, we're kind of sneaky, actually, because we change biochemistry on getting you on some whole food nutritional supplements. Your organs and your glands all of a sudden start feeling better, and you're having better vitality and better energy. You'll find yourself more easily choosing the right foods. And then when we have the conversation about it, it's not like, oh my God, you know, I'm holding on to this for dear life and I can't let go. It's a whole different conversation.
And anybody who has been a soda or a coffee drinker can relate to this. If you want to see how prevalent this is, you know, try to remove that completely from your diet instantaneously. Kill the coffee or the soda cold turkey. And if you've ever tried it before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Within a couple of days, you'll start having those massive caffeine headaches, and you just think, wow, what's going on with me? And then as soon as you retake in that drink, well, then all of a sudden you start to feel better again. Your body cannot handle that drastic of a change. And one of the things that Dr. Dan does is teach you how to do this properly and gradually, so you can get to your body to the point where you will be healthier.
Certainly. And, you know, that is addiction, you know, and we don't like to talk about it, but if you're having that type of withdrawal symptom, there's a similar symptom that you would be having with heroin, but just, you know, much further along. And because of that, the same way we would take care of somebody who came in who was a cocaine addict, the same way what we do is we change the biochemistry first, so it makes it easier for you to do this. If you come in and you're drinking lots of coffee, we want to eventually get to a place where it's not needed, but we're not going to take you off coffee in the beginning because that would be a mistake. That's what's keeping you afloat. That's that piece of wood from the Titanic. So recognize what we can do is just feed your system, strengthen you, and over time we can start changing this adrenal fatigue that's been going on for you for many years.
Now, in the article that you submitted for the newsletter, which is online at StephenKLive.com, and on your website at DrDanWellness.com, I love this quote from Dr. James Wilson that talks about the mental part of this and happiness. And he says, happiness may be a choice, but as far as popular thinking goes, but for those whose adrenal glands are running on empty, this choice seems almost out of reach. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk about that a little bit more, because if you're experiencing these symptoms such as lack of sleep or just constantly feeling tired or in a position of powerlessness, if you're constantly driving yourself and running out of energy, then you could be experiencing this as well. And Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor on health and wellness, can help you find better ways to handle this within your diet. This is the Life, Business, and Money Radio Show. I am your host, Stephen Kay. Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition, will be back with us in the next segment, so stay tuned. There is more to come. And if you'd like more information on Dr. Dan, go visit his website, DrDanWellness.com. That's DrDanWellness.com. And call him for a consult at 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Welcome back. This is Life, Business, and Money Radio. Stephen Kay here talking with Dr. Dan Cuney, our show advisor on customized clinical nutrition. And if you need help with your own health and wellness, if you've been feeling down, if you've been feeling fatigued like Dr. Dan talks about, you definitely want to give him a call. His initial consult is absolutely amazing. I can't tell you about how much I learned about myself, my health, and my own body than when I sat down with Dr. Dan for that initial 90 minutes. Call him today at 713-295-9358. Visit his website at drdanwellness.com. There you'll find a lot of the information and research that he has available for you online to learn from, but the best way you're going to learn is by calling 713-295-9358. Now, Dr. Dan, in the last segment, I talked about what you quote in your article regarding happiness. And this is actually fairly interesting to me, because as you're getting tired and fatigued and you're experiencing this adrenal fatigue, your happiness seems to be harder to achieve. And when your happiness is down, then you find it harder to live life. You find it harder to strive and drive yourself toward your goals. But the reason that all that's happening is because you're driving and striving toward your goals. You're wearing yourself out. You're eating the wrong things. You're taking things into your body that are trying to pick you up, but they only do it on a short-term basis. And then you're back down again, and therefore you can't experience true health and happiness. So it seems to me like it's this vicious cycle of you just taking yourself round and round and round again. And no wonder. I mean, just saying it sounds exhausting.
Yes, Stephen. You know, sometimes I think the appropriate response is enough said. So, you know, there are so many factors that affect the adrenals, and it is true that it's such a challenge, you know, and there's a wonderful little picture that I put up on the link back on my website for the adrenal fatigue. And it's this picture of the adrenals, and it's got all these different things coming in it, and we're looking at, you know, toxins and emotional stress and allergies and overexertion and smoking and lack of sleep and, you know, lack of good food and marital stress and caffeine and fear and, you know, lack of relaxation, you know, all these things, financial distress. And this is just some of the factors that affect our adrenals. And yeah, you know, the concept is there's a lot going on in our lives. We all know it. And what we don't do is we don't feed our adrenals properly. And when we don't feed our adrenals properly, we have this fatigue and it shows up in all factors of life. It's very, very common for us to have more and more people now with that are low moods or even depressed. You know, how many people are on Prozac? It's the number one vitamin. It's the number one drug out there. It's actually, it is like a vitamin to a lot of people, you know, and it just...
Well, they pop them like it's a vitamin.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's just really amazing to see that. Now, we've talked a little bit about neurotransmitters before and what the connection is with air, but today the adrenal factor. And, oh, by the way, I think one of the most important points of this is how do you figure out what it is? So let's say you're unhappy and you come into my office, or you're just like, you know, what do I need? And in the medical profession, the answer is here's Prozac. But maybe it's something more. Maybe it's adrenal fatigue. Maybe the chronic fatigue that you're experiencing, or the fibromyalgia that you're experiencing, or maybe the issues is all coming back to the adrenals. And that's why you get someone like myself to kind of, you know, go back and forth with this. But what I have done for our listeners is I've taken the questionnaire, the wonderful adrenal fatigue questionnaire from James L. Wilson's book, and I put it up on my website. So you can go into the section that says forms and, you know, on my website, mm-hmm. which is drdanwellness.com, and you can just go and take this test and then get a sense, is this true for you? Because it is something that is so prevalent, and it's something that we can fix, and we can have a better life. You can feel younger. You can feel more vital. And we just work together towards that.
And again, that website is drdanwellness.com. When you go to the website, go to the forms menu, find the questionnaire. Again, it's at drdanwellness.com, and just take this questionnaire for yourself. You might be surprised at what the answers are, what the results are, and what could be causing you to feel this way in your life.
Yes, definitely. And I want, more than anything else, is I want people to know that there's hope. Because there are a lot of people out there, and then probably some of them are our listeners, that they just are in a place where they just feel like, you know, they're just dragging along. It's just another mundane day. There doesn't seem to be anything great in the future, and so on. And yes, the positive mental attitude, the prayer, and all those factors are very important to us. But if you don't have the fuel in your body to make your body work the way it's supposed to work, well, guess what? It's going to be hard to achieve any of the results or any of the dreams that God's put in you. So this is really getting back to the basics. And yes, it would be nice if we could get some of these things from just the food that we eat on a daily basis. But the reality of it is that our food is so deficient and deplete that it's very hard to get back on track without actually having some whole food nutrition feeding the supplements, feeding those particular organs that are distressed.
And you talk about this in your article about some of the things that you can do to support your adrenals, and supplements is certainly one of them. I completely agree with you that there is no diet out there in today's day and age that could possibly give our bodies everything it needs. Or maybe there is, but it's just very hard to achieve, especially where we're at culturally and what we've taught ourselves to eat our entire lives. So this is a good way to make that shift, as we discussed in the previous segment, to start to get yourself and your body to be functioning more in the way that God intended.
Yes, because I want people to actually live that life, you know, live the life of their dreams. You know, part of my consult, you know, I think you're starting to experience that as a patient now too. Part of my consult is spent with connecting with you as a patient and what you want and what you're trying to achieve. What are your goals? What are your priorities? You know, do you want to get out dancing? You know, what is it? You know, what is it that you want to do? And some people have big dreams and they just don't have the vitality to get there. And I really feel that connection, that emotional connection with patients, is one of the reasons why my patients keep coming back, is because they recognize that I care about them as humans. They want to see the difference. They want to get that vitality back. They want to get their life back. And it is something that they lost, and they may have lost it 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. And it's just something like, oh, I didn't know that this is back. And they're living a life on stimulants is not the same as living a life on a well-functioning body. I can tell you that from personal experience and seeing it in my patients over and over again. And it's just a different level of life and vitality. Some people ask me, you know, Dr. Dan, why do you take so many supplements? And it's because I know what they do. So, you know, I take a lot of supplements. I take a number of supplements that we might work with, you know, somebody who's battling cancer where we're upregulating their immune system and doing all these different things. But I'm getting rid of all these old issues. I'm living my life at a different level. And people recognize it. And it sounds, you know, it's not meant to sound conceited, but I mean, people talk to me all the time and you know, say, hey, there's something different about you.
And if you want to actually see the results, go to drdanwellness.com. I believe your picture's on the homepage, right?
Yeah.
All right, your picture's on the homepage. I know we post your picture on the show schedule every week at stephenklive.com, but it's much larger at drdanwellness.com. So go to the website, take a look at Dr. Dan's face, look at him in his videos, because that's where you get to see a little bit more of him besides his face. And you'll be amazed. I mean, the guy is like 72 years old. and he looks like 35. Well, okay, I exaggerated your age a little bit there by a generation. But still, you do look extremely young. I mean, I know how old you are. And you look extremely young in comparison. I mean, it's just amazing. So the point of all of that is that you can start to feel and look better by doing your body right. And in order to learn how to do it properly, you're not going to find it necessarily in one diet or in one book. You've got to really understand what proper natural nutrition is, and that's what Dr. Dan teaches at his practice. And so I highly recommend that you go. And I know some of you listen to this show daily or weekly and listen to the advice that Dr. Dan has to give about health. And I know some of you sit back and say, well, that sounds good. I might try this. I might try that. And let me tell you something. I did Dr. Dan, you've been on the show for over 6 months now. And I've sat and listened and learned from you during that entire time. And yet I literally just became a patient within the last week or so. And I'm telling you, I wish I had not waited that 6 to 7 months, because the change that I've seen in just in myself in the last week has been phenomenal. And I don't have time to get into the whole story. But what I'm saying is, many times in our lives, we know that someone has the solution to what we would like to change in our life, but we don't necessarily take the time to act. And that's just a mistake that we all make when we're putting off something that's actually good for us.
Yes, Stephen, I think it's so important if we want to live the life to our fullest. You know, this is what I tell my patients. I want to live my life like a candle. And the candle burns down to the bottom, flickers a couple times, and then goes out. I don't live with one foot in my grave at 40 or 50 years old or, you know, or 60 years old and, you know, on a whole bunch of medication that's keeping me going. And it's just not appealing to me, and it's not appealing to my patients. You know, people want vitality back. I mean, everyone wants it. They just don't know what's available. And as we start working together, you know, we just see that. And since today is about vitality and adrenal fatigue, you're hearing me say the same thing over and over again. People are living their life to their fullest right next to you because they are taking care of themselves. Why don't you start doing that and seeing what's available for you and feel 10 years younger than you really are?
If you want to start to live life to its fullest and feel the way you deserve to feel the way that God intended you to feel, well, then call Dr. Dan today. 713-295-9358. That's 713-295-9358. Visit his website if you need to do some research first. It's drdanwellness.com. We'll be right back in the next segment, so stay right here for more life, business, and money.